T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to KNX In Depth. Mike Simpson and Charles Feldman.
Tesla makes some undeniably cool cars. Sure, they've had some issues with safety, liability, profits. But Tesla's fleet of electric cars have been technologically groundbreaking. And tonight, Tesla ventures into new territory. They are going to unveil an all-electric pickup truck at a time when pickups are the most popular type of vehicle in America today.
It's the same week when Ford rolled out that all-electric Mustang, which is more of an SUV crossover than what we think about a Mustang being. So, question is everybody, like the country, going to take to these, or are we just going to see these Tesla trucks, like, on Melrose? Jake Fisher, director of auto testing at Consumer Reports. So, Jake, Elon Musk is on record saying that he looked at Blade Runner for the design of this truck. Do you think it's going to be a little too much for some people once they pull that curtain back tonight?
I don't think so. I think when people are looking for trucks, they want something kind of tough. They want something burly. And you look at, there's kind of an interest in all these kind of like the Raptors and like these really tough looking trucks. And if they could pull this off and have it kind of environmentally sound as well, I think they got a hit on their hands.
How expensive?
Well, I mean, look, they've made promises, and they're talking around, less than $50,000. And the truth is that that's what you're spending when you're looking at a Ram or an F-150. I mean, $50,000 is kind of like what they're costing now. So if you get something with a Tesla badge and something a little bit different, it could be very, very interesting.
Okay, so you said if they can pull it off, they have put a lot of work into this, and they've been talking about it for a long, long time. So they kind of know that they have to pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, when you think about the actual technology that's going into the truck, I mean, it's nothing brand new. I think what I'm concerned about is kind of, you know, they promise one price and then it, you know, costs a little bit more in the end. So I just hope that they can really kind of, you know, stick to something that's affordable and attainable. And there's really no reason why they couldn't.
We've seen that with Tesla before, though. One price is on the website and then it ends up costing you more.
Right, I know. When we purchased our Tesla Model 3, I think we paid nearly $60,000 for this car that was promised at $35,000. So there's a little bit of kind of like, well, let's see when, you know, the metal hits the road.
Okay, what about the Ford Mustang that's not really a Mustang, but now is a Mustang?
It's a Mustang. It's not a Mustang. You know what? I think that is the hit of the show, the Mustang Mach-E. And what I like about this vehicle is it kind of breaks all the rules. What a Mustang is, what a sports car is. And I think they actually have a hit on their hands. I'm excited to purchase one for Consumer Reports and really put it through the paces. But you know what? These electric cars, they are sports cars. They are fun to drive. They're quick off the line. They handle well. Why not put a Mustang badge on? Why does it need to be a luxury car or whatever else has to be?
Okay, so call us back once you've driven it. You said hit of the show, LA Auto Show. What else have you seen that you like?
Well, you know what? I mean, there's a lot of electric vehicles, and there's a lot of really performance vehicles. And one thing that we're seeing a lot is, you know, the idea that, you know, you don't need a sports car in order to have something that's fun to drive and fast. And we're seeing SUVs with huge amount of power. I mean, Mercedes-Benz and BMW have 7-passenger SUVs with, you know, 500, 600, 700 horsepower. So, and they're hitting fuel economy targets, and they're making emissions. So, I mean, it's kind of an exciting time in the auto industry. I mean, you know, people talk about the 60s and muscle cars of then. You know, they got nothing on today's cars.
Yeah, but you know,
power and performance.
But, you know, I always wonder, especially when I see these commercials for these cars and they're speeding down the road and with all that horsepower. But on the 405, if you go...
Where are they driving?
Yeah, if you go like 2 miles an hour, you're lucky. So do you really need all that horsepower?
No, you don't, especially on the 405. No, yeah. You're exactly right. But what you are seeing more is some of this, automation where, you know, the vehicle can, you know, automatically keep itself in its lane and automatically make that drive just a little bit less stressful. So, I mean, I think that's a little bit of the Wild West in terms of automation. The self-driving car, I'm sad to say, it's not around the corner like a lot of people make you think. but there are features that will make your car safer to drive and a little bit more stress-free.
Jake Fisher, Director of Auto Testing, Consumer Reports. Jake, thanks.
You know, don't you love those commercials and the cars going? First of all, there's never any traffic.
No.
There's no cars behind or in front of
it. It's got the whole road to itself.
And it's going along.
There aren't scooters cutting in front of you.
Yeah, it's going like 300 miles an hour. It's like, where is this?
And the road doesn't have any bumps in it.
I know, and no potholes. Definitely not in L.A. I don't know where they film it. Not L.A. When KNX In-Depth continues, some of the stories you may have missed, but we did not.